What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What if we whittle down all of the money stuff and all of the tricks of the trade that you've been talking about? And I just ask you this. In their heart of hearts, do they want him on the team next year, or would they rather not?
I think they are very willing and ready to move on.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's a banger from Monty Poole, if you ask me. That's a banger. Like, sometimes when you're having these conversations with people, I just want to know, where's your brain go first, you know? Like, a lot of everybody coming on here is professional talker, and so they can make it sound this way or make it sound that way. But where does your brain go first if I just ask you if the Warriors want Jonathan on the team or not? So I think they're ready and willing to move
on. They're willing, yeah. They're willing to have Jonathan move on. And
but then said ready also.
Yeah.
They're ready.
Well,
they're
the alternative is to bring him back and then have him move on for nothing. It's pretty clear based on his usage when – you had a healthy team in a Rocket series, and he was racking up DNPs. And the last game of the regular season, which turned out to be a pretty big one against the Clippers,
yeah,
he got a DNP.
Sure did.
So I think that the indication coming from Monty Poole, it's not a shock, but just to hear it, you know, ready and willing. Okay, you can be ready and willing, but are you able? Because those three always go hand in hand. I'm ready, willing, and able. You're ready. You're willing, but are you able to right now? In other words, is there a trade partner out there that's going to give you a trade package and you're able to get a couple of players when you get more of that mid-level money? Are you able to do it? Because, you know, Jonathan Kuminga at some point has to also be willing to go to the team. I mean, you can trade him wherever you want, but I would imagine on a sign and trade, he has to sign that contract in order to be traded.
And it has to be at least 3 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
So if you're Kuminga and it's 3 years and $36 million, or the Moses Moody deal, somebody called into Steiny and Goo earlier and said, you know, after next year, he's only getting the Moody deal anyway. So if he's offered 3 and 39 right now, and I know that he's getting $8 million on the qualifying basically, and 39 is more than eight, both are guaranteed. But if I'm JK, I might just bet on myself.
Well, I keep hearing people say that. Steiny and Goo had a caller who said the same thing today, and you're not wrong, but I have a question for you. Whenever people go, bet on myself, I'll take the $8 million and then watch me cook all year. I'm sorry. How's that going to happen?
Well,
I think a lot of you have in your mind that next year when he's an unrestricted free agent, then he's going to break the bank. And I'm here to tell you right now that a lot of GMs around the league are like, this is still a wildly unproven player. And if you hand the Warriors the keys to yet another year, I don't know how many minutes the guy's even going to play.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't play, his value is going to go down. So
I don't know how you don't play him just based on the fact that you're an old team. And you're going to bring in a 39-year-old Horford and an ACL recovery backup point guard?
They already did this. They already did this once. Yes, they would completely
do it again.
Over a short
sample. I mean, he sat 31 games with an ankle. If that doesn't happen, who knows what would have taken place.
But again, I always point out the only thing that's relevant now is what happened once Jimmy showed up. Because that's who they are now. That's who they are. And once Jimmy showed up, he was hurt. Then he came back. They played him. They didn't like how it looked. They sat him and seen. Like, the guys this morning went back and found the Steve Kerr audio from when we talked to him. When you asked him, hey, if Jonathan's back, are you like ready to make sure he's in the lineup next year? And I was so thankful that they played it because I got to hear his exact word choice again. He did not say what a lot of us think he said. He did not say, oh, yeah, if we get a whole year, we're getting Jonathan in there. His words were, I'll absolutely explore that.
It's my job, you know.
That's not a promise at all.
You guys want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Here it is.
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. You know, assuming JK comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. You know, Jimmy arrived and JK got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so while JK was out, you know, as I've explained many times, we got really good. We got really good with Jimmy on the floor and JK injured, and we had to continue down that path and keep trying to win every game just to make the playoffs. So next year with a training camp and an 82-game season, absolutely. I will give that lots of time and try to make that fit as best as possible.
We got better.
Yeah.
Jimmy came in, and we got better.
So his words were, I will try, I will explore that, and I will give it time. Those are the three things he said. None of those, to me, say, oh, yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. No, we're going to explore it.
Right.
We'll take a longer look at it, and we may circle right back to the exact same opinion that we had 2 months ago, for all we know. I have no idea what they'll do. And if I were Jonathan, that would terrify me. So the bet on yourself crowd, that'd be my response. I don't think you're wrong, but you're handing the keys to the car back to Steve Kerr.
One more time.
Back to you, Bob.
Yeah.
And now you get to control again how much money I can ask for next offseason. If I'm Jonathan, no thanks. No thanks, if it's at all possible.
Well, and again, it depends on what that sign-and-trade amount would be, because if you do accept a sign-and-trade and it's a three-year deal, now you're giving up 3 years of your career at a price that is maybe below what you'll be able to command next year, because next year, as I indicated during the crossover, all the experts are saying more teams will have more cap money. So
right.
That would, in theory, create more free agent opportunities for more players.
Absolutely. However, I'm 22 years old, and therefore that three-year deal where I could probably guarantee, I don't know, at least $45 or $50 million, right, go get the Klay Thompson contract somewhere. And then now I hit the market as an unrestricted free agent at age 25. And in theory, during those 3 years, I'm playing for a team that's probably not very good and very much allowing me to score 25 a night, or at least 20 a night.
Well, maybe. And at the same time, you...
I mean, they brought you in for 3 years.
I don't think that he would get 3 years and $50 million. I don't know what his sign-and-trade would be. Seems like the market is fairly depressed. If teams don't have the money to go out and make him an offer, a restricted free agent offer, then I don't know if a team's going to be able to go out there and, you know, take a sign and trade of 3 years and $50 million.
Remember, it's a sign and trade. So if you are giving him, let's say, something like that, 16, 17 a year, then you're also giving up
something close
eight
to that,
or nine off of your roster.
Yeah.
So is there somebody out there that can essentially fit another $9 million per year under their cap? I think so.
But if you're already of the mind, and it seemed like everyone we've talked to, the thought is that there aren't a lot of teams that are that excited about him at any price point. So if you're that team, are you really going to look to go out and bring this player in? Because you mentioned it, he is somewhat of an unknown And if he was getting DNPs here in Golden State, how attractive is he to you?
I think there are teams out there that are excited about him at that rate. I don't think he's excited about that rate. And that's the issue.
Agreed.
Right? But they're like, if there's no number to come back to either, you know, this happens in life. And this is what Draymond Green was on Instagram talking about last night. And I don't want to, we keep referencing it, and a lot of you probably have no idea, and it's really long. So, either go check out Draymond Green's Instagram, or basically we can give you a very, very quick summary, which is that Draymond did what was sort of like a four-page Instagram thing about how he wishes he was the president of the Players Association because so many people have overplayed their hand. So many people don't realize what's happening to them, what owners around the league are doing. He didn't get into the specifics because I don't think he wanted to call out certain players. And yes, he ended it by saying, this is not about Jonathan, but Monty's right. It's not about Jonathan, but it applies to him. He is absolutely one of the people, one of the many, 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 many players that Draymond is talking about who have fallen into this moment with a new CBA where the owners baked in penalties on themselves so that they could go out into the world and be like, sorry, we can't spend any more money. And now you, the middle ground of the NBA, who used to just go out there and snap your fingers and get $35 million a year, that's not there for you anymore. And by the way, maybe half of it is not there anymore either. And so that's why all of the restricted free agents are still sitting there.
Yeah, and they're all stuck. And yep. For Josh Giddey, he's in a difficult spot because he got traded into a team. But Kuminga, he has a certain amount of control in that if he doesn't want to sign the sign-and-trade contract, he can come back for 7.9, and he has what amounts to be a no-trade clause. He would have to approve a trade. The other side of it is it's a sign-and-trade, and you go to, I don't even know where, let's just say Charlotte, because that seems to me to be about the lowest destination, and now you're a Bobcats for 3 years, and you don't have a no-trade. So now you're making below what you think you're worth. Next offseason, there seems to be more money that will be potentially available to a guy, and now you're a Bobcats, and you're out there playing for a team that's going to go 18-64, and maybe it's not where you want to be, and you now lose the control over your own career.
I understand that, but I think being with the Warriors is the biggest loss of control after what's taken place. That's what I, you know what I mean?
I wonder about that part of it.
That's why I got it. That's why I'm still putting my chip on the side of the table that says there's going to be a trade. Because what I try to look for in these situations is not what it looks like is available. I look for what's driving people. What's your motivator? And I believe that the Warriors and Kuminga both separately feel like being apart is better than being together. So that's why I think that both sides are going to find a way to make that true.
I wonder about the Kuminga side of it because I'm hearkening back to Jordan Poole in his post-punch season, 2023. And I know there are different players because Jordan, offensively, more advanced and more able to, I think, integrate into what the Warriors were trying to do. Jordan Poole played all 82 games that year, and he averaged 20 a night. And, you know, by the end of the year, he started to get decreased minutes in the playoffs a little bit, but he was able to go out there and still have a year. Difference is he was already signed. He was getting minutes, and he was getting minutes in part because the team was getting older then, and I look at this team, it's even older now, and I can't find a way that they would be able to survive by not playing him
with his
group of old guys.
I fully can.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I fully can. They did it at the end of the year this year.
Right, in a small sample, you could do that. Those are playoff games.
I'm not saying they DNP him 82 times, but like even if they DNP'd him 30 times, or even if he just averaged 12 to 15 minutes a night, it's going to kill his value.
Yeah, I can't even see that.
Kill his value on the market. And they do have so many other players ahead of him. And they do think he doesn't fit. And all of those things. And there are going to be other additions to the roster, I believe. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. So here's what I'd ask you. And I'm no cap expert, so I don't know exactly, first of all, like, does this fit perfectly? I also don't know what certain players are asking for on the open market. Some guys have options, some don't. But I'll throw you the same question I threw to Monty, and we'll throw it to our listeners. 888 957-9570 right now. Call right now. We will take your calls on whether this is a satisfying offseason for the Warriors or not. Here's the scenario. You find some sort of sign and trade for Jonathan Kuminga. What do you get back? I don't know. Somebody that's not that exciting, but a young-ish player who might be able to help. Okay? You get your young player back. Or if you want to put a name on it, maybe it is your guy, Kobe White,
yep,
or something like that. Okay? But you make a sign and trade for Kuminga. You get something uninspiring, but potentially helpful back in a trade. And then you've got the full non-taxpayer mid-level exception of $14.1 million. And in some way or shape or form, that pie is split up between Al Horford and DeAnthony Melton. There's your offseason.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Satisfying or not? Is that a good offseason, a bad offseason, or a mediocre offseason for the Golden State Warriors if that's what this ends up looking like?
I think it's a little satisfying. You got a little bit better, but there's still giant question marks. And as Monty was mentioning during our interview with Monty Poole, you're probably going to have to include a draft pick. Hopefully not two, but if you're going to be in the Kobe White neighborhood, that's going to mean Chicago's going to want, they're going to have to sign him to a 3-year, 60-ish million dollar deal, because I think Kobe White makes about 12.
Or you'd have to throw in more Warriors.
And you'll probably have to throw in a pick, because if, you know, if Chicago's going to take on this contract, when it doesn't seem like the market is there for him to go out and get 3 and 60, so you're going to have to incentivize Chicago with a pick.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a protected 1 through 8 and 2050 or whatever, but I do think that you're bringing in Al Horford, who is the second oldest player in the association, and you're bringing in a guy off of ACL surgery. So for me, it still becomes a wait-and-see offseason based on, you know, what Melton looks like what Horford can still do.
All things are wait-and-see. We always have to wait and see as to whether they work out, but I just wonder how that would feel today. Like if Granny hit the thingamabob at some point here by the end of the week, or maybe it's next week when the two of you are in Vegas, okay? I'll still be on the show, but the two of you are going to be representing in Vegas, and that's what happens. On the scene, Mike Dunleavy is there. He's in some athletic sweats and a long-sleeve Warrior tee, and he's cruising around Thomas and Mack, and he finds a GM that's like, yep, I'll do Kuminga for 3 years and $50 million. And you're like, great, send me a young player that fits in our system. We'd like somebody, maybe a little 3-and-D guy, okay? And we're going to do that. And now we've got the full mid-level, and Al Horford will take half of it, and DeAnthony Melton will take half of it. And they get $7 million a year each, and now they're both on the Warriors. And that the second that that news were to come down, do you feel good? Do you feel bad? Or do you feel bloated? I don't know, something in between.
You feel a little bit better. I don't think you feel good. I think you feel better, but I think that that scenario you're laying out is a gigantic pipe dream.
Why?
To me, because I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be able to command that sort of return. I mean, Sacramento offered some guy named Devin and Dario Saric, who you couldn't wait to get rid of here.
Well, right. That's just a contractual thing. They also offer what, I think, like two second round picks. Yeah, and I don't know if Devin is ever going to be good.
I mean, he played like 12 games last year. So
okay.
Basically, that reportedly is the starting point of an offer.
And that's a crap offer.
Yeah.
But that's an early
But we haven't really
offer.
Seen or heard any other rumblings about other teams and what those offers might be.
As Monty said, the Warriors are really good at lying in the weeds. I don't think you're good. Like, the minute, here's the way I look at a deal. The minute you hear all the particulars of the deal, it's dead. We don't get to hear the deal before the deal. Like, when does that happen? That's very rare.
It's pretty rare.
Sacramento was offered this guy, two second round picks, $1.2 million awarded, and then three days later, it's done.
Because this offer was comedy. That was Sacramento running material. Like, oh yeah, Warriors, you want to sign and trade Kuminga? We got a Devin and a Dario. You know the Dario. You've never heard of the Devin, and we're gonna give you a couple second round picks. Mike, did we lose you?
Yeah, you did.
I mean,
you did lose me.
So,
but that's the point. The Warriors are gonna hold out. Like, again, one thing that I always keep in the back of my mind, and I know that a lot of people disagree with me on this, but this is the premise that I wake up with every day when we talk about this.
Now, here we go.
I know where you're going. What are the four words I'm about to say?
They're good at their job. That's five.
Close.
They know what they're doing. I keep doing fives.
Thank you, Myla.
This is what your daughter was saying. you're going to say, I do yike them. You yike them.
Warriors are not stupid.
There you go. Same thing. I was in the right sphere.
The Warriors are
in
not.
The ballpark.
He doesn't get a ding because he said what he was going to say.
No, he's giving you a ding for being in the neighborhood.
Oh, thank you, Grandy.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Such a liar in there.
I do, but
you think that Dibs got that answer right?
I do, but...
But, yeah, but, anyway, the Warriors are not stupid. So thank you. So when they sit there and go, that's a ridiculous deal, I believe that they are aware something better exists. And maybe that is bringing him back. Or maybe they're like, that's a nice offer 48 hours into this. Or who knows, maybe it came an hour into this. And they're going to play the long game. Because, by the way, I know they're the only team that has not made any acquisitions, but they're not the only team that's not done. I want to repeat, all the restricted free agents remain restricted free agents. Like, a lot of teams still have a lot of work to do. And they're going to have to figure this out. And so I still believe there's something out there. They will do better. I also believe that if and when this mythical deal goes down, most Warrior fans are not going to be satisfied with how it looks on paper.
Of course not.
Because it's actually only one piece of the puzzle.
Potentially, this is what Monty said. Like,
again,
the more this drags out, the harder it becomes to get Melton and Horford, unless they want to just chill until August or September.
I agree with you, but at the same time, like, what's happened in the last 3 days? Next to nothing.
Right.
So everybody's in a holding pattern. It's not like this is all flying by them.
And it's more
in a holding pattern.
To me, it's more about Melton than Horford, because Horford right now is sending out signals of, I'm not sure if I even want to do this.
I don't buy that either.
But if I do, I think he's probably...
If he wanted to retire, retire. Yeah.
Like, well, I do think that he's probably waiting to see which teams really would want him.
Yeah.
For more than the vet men. Not that you need every penny, but I'm sure there's a small handful of teams with older guys like him who he's known forever that he'd want to play with. I'm sure there's probably 25 teams you could look at and say, oh, he's not going there.
Right.
Like, he's not going to Portland.
No.
Not going to Washington. And
most people think it's been two teams all
along.
Lakers
and the Warriors.
Lakers and Warriors, and the Lakers already signed a center. So, like, yes, the Warriors.
I mean, he's a center, kind of.
No, but he is.
Like, yeah.
I totally consider the Warriors the favorite in this. And I think that Al and D'Anthony are sitting there also doing nothing. Like, let's see if we can decode this, because they're waiting. Because they're waiting for the Warriors to figure out Kuminga. And then once they figure out Kuminga, then we can start to move downhill. But again, I do not see that as some sort of a home run of an offseason, but I do see it as an improvement. And I see it as a pretty good offseason, because I also think that we all come from a different place as far as what was our mental starting point. A lot of people went into the offseason going, we getting Giannis. And that's not where my head was. I believed all along that the Warrior offseason was going to be a small one. It's going to be a little nitpicky kind of feeling, and maybe sort of unsatisfying. It's not going to taste like chocolate cake. It's a tiny little piece of Halloween candy. That's left over from a couple of months ago.
It's pimento loaf.
Yeah.
This is a pimento loaf.
Fine.
It looks like bread. When you bite it, it's like, oh, it's not bread or cake.
Yeah.
Probably good for me, but I'm not into this.
This is dessert that doesn't have chocolate in it.
Diabetic candy is what it is.
What's that pastry? It's not like a sweet roll or whatever. You know, they sell them at all the coffee shops. They're really like dense. French, why can I not think of the name of the stupid thing? Anyway, they're dry and they're not very good.
Not a croissant.
Anyway, I'll think of it. Anyway, point is, they're dense and dry, and you bite into them and it's like, well, okay, that's sugar, but it's kind of like pointless sugar. And so it may feel a little bit like that. It's not going to be a home run, but I do think you would be better. You'd be better. You'd have players that fit.
You'd be older and more injured, which is fun.
No, you don't know about their general's current state of health. Just because they were hurt before does not mean they're hurt now. Hashtag Christian McCaffrey.
Right, fingers crossed. We can get to that.
He looked great.
Sure, running around in shorts.
He looked
possibly.
Good.
Wake me in September and how he looks.
He looked fast.
Yeah, he looked so good that Shanahan's going to run him into the ground.
Possibly. Really? Right.
Scone. I'm trying to think of a scone.
Is that French?
Probably not.
Le scone.
It looks French when you look at it. Scone. It's the snootiest thing you could get at a coffee shop ever. Let me get a scone.
It's British.
Stop it. Whatever.
Scone is British. No,
it's right next to France.
It's perfect for Britain. That's such a British dessert.
Seriously, it's gross. It's like, what are we eating here? Figure your food out, UK. Anyway, coming up tomorrow at 9 a.m. Yeah, 9 a.m., breakfast with the Valkyries. Guess who they're playing? The Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark. Remember how that went last time when she came here? It went pretty well. So here we go. Let's do it again. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app, search Valks. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 8:30. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. Okay, check this out. First of all, we've got some fun Brock Purdy sound that we want to play for you. But then, remember, were you with us earlier when the Will Fleming, Rafi Devers, Will Clark controversy was discussed? We actually have Will Clark's response. We'll have that for you next on Willard and Dibbs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.